This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Boy, here's a story for you. I'm just going to give you the title. You ready? Conjoined twins who share a vagina. Yep, the siblings are attached at the hip. Literally is what they wrote. Conjoined twins, 22-year-old Lupita and Carmen Andrade, recently opened up about what it's like to live their fused lives together and the common misconception about their dating lives and beyond. The twins, who were born in Mexico but grew up in Connecticut, share a pelvis, a reproductive system, a liver, and a bloodstream, they told Today.com. They each have one leg. Carmen controls the right one. And they said, it's not all rainbows and sunshine. These are some optimistic girls. You know, you're attached, you both share a leg, you got to share a liver, you share a reproductive system and a vagina, and you say, it's not all it looks like, it's not all it's cut out to be, man. That's hysterical. Oh, man, talk about optimists. Because let me tell you, I love my brother. But if we were connected together and shared a penis, I'm just going to tell you right now, it would not be good. My one arm would be probably trying to choke him. We're not going to get with this girl here. Oh, even though I will say this, my brother's wife, Peggy, is an amazing woman. But some of the other choices my brother has made, well, we would have to fight it out. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't know why I'm so tickled today, but I am. I'm very tickled. And I hope you're tickled, too. But a story like this, you've got to be able to laugh about this. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little ahead of you, unless you've seen the story. I already kind of know where things are going here, but it's funny. But anyway, the girl says, it's not all rainbows and sunshine. We've had a lot of challenges, but we have a great life. We go to the movies and concerts, sharing one seat, and we travel on airplanes, she said. They explained that they have never tried to have a surgery that would separate them, as it could be fatal for one or even both. I mean, you are stuck with the person you're with. You're stuck. Think about that. Who would you want to be stuck with? I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody. Nobody. I love me. And even if it was another me, I don't want to be stuck with him. I'm just telling you. I love me. But I don't love me that much. He said when they were little, they had physical therapy to learn how to sit up and work their legs. And they took their first steps when they were 4 years old. I mean, this is like a sack. Think of a sack race your whole life. Except worse. They said, this is the part that gets me. But when it comes to dating, they have a bit of a different outlook. Carmen has a boyfriend named Daniel, and Lupita is asexual. I know. Figure that out. Yeah, come on, people. Figure that out. They share a vagina. One of them has a boyfriend, and they have carnal knowledge of one another, but the other, so they share, this is what I don't get. So one believes herself to be asexual, but they share the vagina. I don't know how you can be asexual if you're sharing the vajayjay with your sister who's having sex with her boyfriend. There's no switch there that says, okay, this is your turn and this is my turn. And Lupita, who claims she's asexual, which is fine. I mean, if you're attached like that, I would be very happy that one of them said, okay, I'm asexual, for the very reason I mentioned before. I wouldn't want to be attached to my brother because most of his girlfriends, I didn't want to be. I remember one of them. She was a stone cold hoochie. So the complication, but here's what's interesting about this to me. When I saw this story, I said to myself, see, this is leftism. Not the girls. The situation. Because it makes you have to think of all the crazy stuff. Like right now, this one girl says, well, I'm asexual. And it goes, well, I have a boyfriend, and I'm very sexual. Okay, well then, how is your conjoined twin, where you're sharing a reproductive system and a vagina, how can she possibly be asexual? Oh, but Kevin, it's the power of the mind. While Carmen's boyfriend and she are enjoying, you know, lovemaking, Lupita is in a whole other place. No, she's not. No, she's not. She's right there. And then you could convince me, okay, well, her brain is very different in function. Okay, I get it. But they share the other parts. So here's what I'm saying. When you get stuff like this, it makes you go, but what about this and what about that? And you put yourself through scenarios. So when you ask yourself, why do we have 40,000 genders and sexualities, and why do leftists view this that way or whatever? This is what they do. They study this kind of stuff. And if you think about it and you say, well, okay, intellectually, I can see that she considered herself asexual. So is she conceding the vagina to her sister? I tell you what, let's get a grant and study it in colleges or universities. Let's make it part of a sexuality course, and then let's give it a new gender, you know, or a new name, and then let's go spread it out to the people. And then let's make these people victims. See, these girls don't appear to be victims. They seem to be okay with it. One's not complaining like, my sister, she's so promiscuous, and I wish she would do this and that. I don't know. Look, again, what about if they weren't involving sexual partners and one, you know, who controls one leg? I'm presuming one controls one arm, the other controls the other arm. What if one decides in this moment that she doesn't need a sexual partner and wants to, you know, do something to herself? I'm trying to be delicate here. Okay? What happens there? What, the other one's not in the mood for that? And who controls the breasts? I mean, they're kind of strange looking, but, and I think they've only got the two breasts. Who controls the breast? And when the boyfriends are with them, you know, who controls the breast? You get what I'm saying? So there's all kinds of things you got to think about, and that's what leftism is about. It's about looking at a freaky situation and having to think about it and come up with all these kinds of rules and ways to behave. And then you can still change it anytime you want because it's fluid.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked the other day about San Francisco, but I could have talked about any city. They're all cesspools, armpits, crime-infested, Democrat-controlled indoctrination centers. And I'm going to say it again. Who would want to live there? I get it. You got all the big buildings and you got, Broadway and whatever else, all the shows and the whatever. But at the end of the day, seriously, who wants, with entertainment you can now have in your home, why would you even want to go out? The other day, I literally said to Melissa, well, we were going to go see a movie. She goes, you know what? I don't feel like it. Let's just watch one here at the house. And we got I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But I don't have to go to Redbox or go to the movie theater or whatever. You can just stream new movies even right from your homes in some cases. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I know there's some entertainment you got to do. If you want to bowl, unless you got Wii Bowl, you don't need to bowl. But I'm going to tell you something. Virtual reality is getting to the point where you can say, hey, family, let's all go bowling. You bring friends over. And if you've got a virtual reality screen and you've got the big setup, it'll be for the millionaires. But if you got buddies, they can take you anywhere. They can take you soaring. in those squirrel suits down the Grand Canyon. They could take you jumping off of a mountain skiing in Switzerland. They could take you sailing down the Nile, and you wouldn't even know. You'd think that those are real hippos, and you'd be scared to death. They can make you live whatever they want. I'm telling you, it's coming to your home. This is, if you're 50 years old, I would even say 60. In the next decade, you will be experiencing stuff at your home you never thought possible. And I'm feeling like Elon Musk right now. I don't have to give you conjecture. I know this is happening. Let me tell you what's going on. I met some guys. They were trying to, they're investing to do a virtual reality where they literally, in virtual reality, pick you up in a limo. You get inside, a chauffeur opens a door for you. You get in, they take you down the street. It is a complete, exact cityscape of New York. Horns, sounds, everything. Stuck in traffic. They drive you to Broadway, open the door, take you out, walk you into a theater where you can see whatever show you want. And I'm not talking about theoretically. You can see Beauty and the Beast. You can see Hamilton. Ain't worth it. You can see whatever you want to see. Moving Out, Billy Joel's deal, you name it. And have the concert experience. Now, you paid for the ticket. And you pay a little more for the chauffeur, and while the guy is, he will interact and talk to you and tell you about the sights and sounds. You can determine what you want to hear. He will answer questions, he or she, the chauffeur. I don't want to make it sound like I'm sexist, but they, and you will get a first class limo experience on Broadway. And I've seen enough of it to tell you they're super close. But now that AI is coming into, you know, making it really happen, the chauffeur now can actually have a conversation. You can say, I want to talk to you, don't want to talk to you. Hey, chauffeur, what is that building to the right or the left? They will tell you. And he's got all the information. That building was built in 1917, blah, blah, blah. Architect, yada, yada, can show you a little video of it being built. I'm just telling you, you are going to be floored at what you can do in your home. It's fun to think about. And I will tell you, I'm happy to tell you, we are, our team is working on some of this stuff. This is where I talk about why you want to join Backstage Club, where you can ask me, Kevin, you were talking about this thing, and I could say, okay, you guys want to see that? Here it is. And you're the only ones that get to see it. And by the way, Andy and Bob, thank you guys for writing me the note on Backstage Club and others. But I want to address you guys specifically. It is set up. If you donate to us, you're already a member. Now, what we're looking for are recurring donors. That's what we have to have. Because I can't pay my bills with, you know, oh, Kevin, I'll give you a little bit here or there. I need, or in some cases, a lot. But I need it to be consistent. If you're going to give me, you know, $12,000 in a check, I'd rather you give me $1,000 a month. Does that make sense? Because I can at least count on that. So that's where I'm going with this. And it's all in an effort that I can pay my staff and continue doing what we're doing. But I want to come back to this. So I was talking about San Francisco, which I used to think of as just an amazing city. And I talked about the leftists who came out of the ivory tower, went down the street level, talked to a security guard who said, you have no clue about this city anymore. It is nothing like you described. And she wrote a piece that said, I'm sorry, San Franciscans, but I got to tell you the truth. Why do these people think we don't have brains and we can't see it? How can any Democrat or other leftist be outraged at the truth? Their cities suck. They're dangerous cesspools, but they act like nobody knows. So Dave Chappelle took aim at San Francisco. He did a surprise show last week. And here's what he said. What the blank happened to this place? So what he had to ask the crowd at the Masonic Auditorium while he was discussing the homeless population. And people blew a gasket. How dare Dave Chappelle come here and talk about San Francisco? Oh, my goodness. And I mean, everybody jumped him. because these people are constantly waiting on something to be mad about. What? How can you be mad? Like I said, the only way you can be mad is if you are so wealthy you don't see it. You fly on a helicopter, you go down the from the roof into your office, which is completely amazing, and you're looking out at these fantastic views. Then you leave at the end of the day. Maybe you go to a restaurant downtown that's close, or it's in your building. Most of these big places like that, they have a spectacular restaurant in the building, coffee shop, shopping. You don't have to go a block. You don't have to even leave the building, folks. Then you get back upstairs in your helicopter and fly out. If you are too far detached, you don't even realize it. And we can do it too. We can live in the suburbs and not know what's going on in the cities because it's a completely different world. And I could give you example after example from my own family members where I talk about my cousin that had to shoot his best friend and my grandmother taking me to a gunfight and all the other things that have gone on in my upbringing. And I'll tell you this, it's only gotten worse. So anyway, they said the comedian, an Ohio resident, told a story alleging that someone defecated in front of a restaurant as he entered the establishment. Chappelle called San Francisco half Glee, half zombie movie, told the audience that the city needs a Batman. Oh, my goodness. And I read an article about it where they said he didn't talk about, he promised, I'm not going to bring up my LGBT crap, the transgender nonsense. I'm just going to talk about what's out there. And you know what he's talking about? Reality, truth. And the left can't stand it. They're mad at it. I can't wait to go to continue our tour, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Go to topcomedyshow.com to support us.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
And I'm running for President of the United States.
The enthusiastic announcement by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott making it official. Scott joins a growing Republican field expected to grow by one more Wednesday when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis makes his announcement. A new deal hopes to help fix a serious problem with the future of water supply for more than 40 million people. California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed to cut millions of gallons they take from the Colorado River. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy set to meet today to talk about the budget and the debt ceiling. Ahead of the Memorial Day weekend, word that gas prices are up slightly. The nationwide average is now $3.54 a gallon. The lowest average price is Mississippi at $2.97. The highest in California, $4.80 a gallon. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Well, if this report was true, however,
look, if this is true, it's damning
to Democrats. It's a bombshell claim that comes with a caveat. If it's true to Democrats, it's a bombshell claim that comes with a caveat. If it's true,
CNN has not confirmed that story, nor have other outlets. However, if true.
Paula, if this report was true, what would then come next?
Again, CNN has independently confirmed this.
If this report is true.
If true. The two most important words in Washington today.
Yeah, it would be serious if it's true.
A bombshell report has Washington buzzing.
If this report is true,
we are likely
on our way to possible impeachment.
Democrats pouncing on it.
Let's thank the folks from Media Research Center for that particular cut. It was a super cut of the media saying the same thing. If this report were true, and they reported as if the news is true, like if it were true that what E. Jean Carroll said about Trump, well, this would be disturbing. If it were true that, Trump had actually done what they said he did in January 6th. Well, if he did that, that would certainly be bad. If it were true that the Republicans were, shot this person or did this bad thing or whatever, if it were true, they say it as if the statement were true. We could say that about anything, right? If it were true, I play the game like, okay, let's pretend for a second that you don't believe that we were cheated. Because I do believe we were cheated. But the media is supposed to say things like, "There, we have a report about so-and-so. We want you to be clear." Well, think about what they do with the Bidens, right? There's been no credible sources, this, that, the other. Go ahead and tee that clip up because it's worth playing in this segment. But here's the point. It's exactly opposite with the Bidens. They pretended it didn't happen. They cover for them. It isn't a question of if these allegations are true about the Biden family, if it were true that this were Hunter's laptop, if they played that game with them, you know where the Biden polling would be? It would be in the 10%. But they don't play those word games with them. Quite the opposite.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine.
I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
A bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Well, you get a chance to see the difference, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. So, FBI. We've talked about Chuck Schumer's quote, the what do you call it, the Department of Justice or the clandestine agencies will get you six ways to Sunday. What about when you want to do the right thing? What about people inside the FBI who want to expose what's going on and they're scared? Afraid to say what should be happening. Look, I get it. People don't want to get the bad news. Do you want to hear it when you're in a discussion with your significant other and they say, look, we're running out of money or you got to stop with this deal or whatever? You want to hear it? Do you really want to discuss it? The answer is no, but you better. This is, we can't trust our government. Wow.
And Mr. O'Boyle, we just heard from you your interaction with Mr. Gates and how all of this occurred and all of the hardships you've gone through. If one of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, I have this thing that is being covered up and I think the American people need to know about it, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them first to pray about it long and hard. And I would tell them I could take it to Congress for them, or I could put them in touch with Congress, but I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
Do you hear the passion? But not in a good way. He's saying, I would tell him not to do it. Pray about it. But I would tell him not to do it. The FBI will crush you. This government will crush you. That's what he says. It's not even for dramatic effect. We're not talking Jussie Smollett trying to sell the idea that he got beat up by people that he paid to beat him up. This is the guy saying, and I didn't even hear what came before, but you can tell he says, you know, based on your interaction with Mr. Gates and the hardships you have suffered. And he says, I've suffered. My family suffered. Everybody suffers. I would tell them, let me do it. But I don't recommend you do it. Let me do it for you. Let me run a little bit of interference for you. But let me tell you, I don't think you're ready for the crap storm that's going to occur if you do this. How sad is that? He said the FBI will crush you. He said the FBI Boston field office guy, whistleblower, he testified that agents in Washington refused to share hours of video footage from the January 6th Capitol riot between the offices because there may, quote, be undercover officers or confidential human sources in the video videos whose identities would need to be protected. In other words, the FBI was at this event doing what they shouldn't be doing, spying on American citizens who are merely exercising their First Amendment rights. And do you think they're going to admit to it? You think they're going to, yeah, you know what, we did this. This is our fault, blah, blah, blah. No, they don't care. The revelation came in a pre-recorded video testimony from whistleblower George Hill, which was played during the hearing of the House Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Federal Government last week. Representative Matt Gaetz noted that a second whistleblower who was testifying in person at the hearing, Marcus Allen, was allegedly retaliated against for sending an email linking a website that said federal law enforcement had some degree of infiltration among the crowds gathered at the Capitol. He commented in his email that the information raised serious concerns about the U.S. government's participation in the riot. He sent an email saying, you know what, we're trying to set a narrative, pardon me, that Donald Trump incited this riot and all these other things, and yet we got people sprinkled all in it. And they don't seem to be doing very much. Let me, you know what, I'm going to save it for the next segment. But I want to remind you what happened to Ray Epps. Still nothing on him. This Marcus Allen guy. I don't think we have time to play this clip for this particular segment, right? Okay. So I got two clips I'm going to play in the next segment. But I want to just focus on this for just a bit. We have people inside of the FBI that are reporting, we're not doing our jobs, folks. We're not doing it right. We're letting down the American citizenry with the games we're playing. Can we do this on the up and up? And you know what they do? They try to crush them. As O'Boyle said, the FBI will crush you. The government will crush you. We are all examples of that. When I tell you, I feel very proud of myself. Every time I think about walking away from that fat job I had at Fox News, I get very proud. I get nostalgic to a little degree, but I get very proud because it takes a lot to be one of those people who can just walk away.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have seen multiple videos on January 6th. Trying to get people to go into the Capitol. And here's the puff piece that 60 Minutes did in giving this actual criminal a pass. This guy, if anybody, in January 6th who should be in prison is Ray Epps. And yet, nothing happened to him. And people who are innocent are wasting away in prison because of the farce of the left. And here's the 60 Minutes interview with Epps.
Going to the Capitol. Who is Ray Epps?
a former member of the Oath Keepers who served in the Marine Corps and was an ardent Trump supporter, or at least he was, until conservative media post-January 6 began insinuating that he was a government plant for the deep state.
What exactly was the role of Ray Epps in the chaos of January 6th?
No matter how many times they push this conspiracy theory, this lie, it'll never become truth.
Well, we know the deal. Anybody that's really paying attention, that's not in the bag on this deal, and I'm not in the bag on it. I just know what to look for, and I know you're not either. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Starting to lose my voice a bit. Sorry about that. Anyway, Ray Epps was part of the conspiracy, and there are many, many others who are. Here's a guy, before we get back into the January 6th thing, here's what an FBI agent had to say about them spying on us at school board meetings.
Mr. Friend, you ever been to a school board meeting?
Yes, I have.
FBI ever sent you to the parking lot of a school board meeting?
Yes, they have.
And in the parking lot of a school board meeting where the FBI sent you, you were taking down information regarding people's license plates.
That's correct.
Now, it wasn't the first time you'd been to a school board meeting, was it?
No, I went on my own as a private citizen.
As a parent?
Yes.
And so there you were. It must have been quite an interesting perspective. There you were, taking down the information of people, parents attending school board meetings on behest of the FBI. And you had been one of those parents at a school board meeting. How did that feel?
Well, after I attended privately, my colleagues teased me that they were probably going to start investigating me.
You used to go after the worst of the worst, didn't you?
Yes, I believe so.
You went after people who looked at child porn?
Yes.
People who were sexually exploiting children?
Yes.
And then you were in the parking lot of a school board meeting, taking down the information of parents. What happened to the cases that you were working to protect our communities from the worst predators that exist?
I was told they were not to be resourced, and then after I was suspended, they were handed off to local law enforcement.
Wow, so the FBI just decided it was more important to have you in that parking lot of that school board meeting than getting the worst of the worst away from people that they could harm.
That's correct.
But you deserve the consequences you are getting, according to the ranking member.
That's right, folks. The FBI doesn't have better things to do. It's too busy overlooking all the Muslim terrorists and the real banditos that are getting into this country, working with the DEA and the CIA in order to make sure that we're all safe. But instead of doing that, no, they want to spy on you. They want to demonize you. And the entire government is ready to go to work with them. And Merrick Garland, the guy, the attorney general who's supposed to represent the people, doesn't represent us. These people, there's no... You can dig as deep as you want to dig. You will not dig deep enough to get underneath them as human beings. It'll never happen. So here's another clip. This is the lady. I told you to remember the name Marcus Allen. Easy to remember because he was a famous running back for the Oakland Raiders. But this isn't the same guy. This is an FBI agent. And he gets grilled. And I almost did this under what he should have said. That segment that we do. Because he answered wrong. But you could tell he's not used to being grilled that way. We need to let people watch Iron Man and see how Robert Downey Jr., under the guise of Iron Man, how he handles all these different government committees that are going after you. That's how we should do it. This guy doesn't say the right thing, but you can just see, even when this woman is wrong, she won't admit it. Take a listen.
Thank you. Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter? Yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes.
Okay, and is your account at MarcusA97050645?
That is absolutely not my account.
Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said...
That is not my account, ma'am.
You haven't let me finish the question,
might
sir.
Might have been a football player.
You haven't let me finish the question. And the time is mine. On December 5th, 2022, an account under the name of Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said, quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th, retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
Now, I stopped it there because I just want to tell you what he should have said. Okay? Now, he's already said, it's not my account. She can, but that has nothing to do with it. I found somebody whose name is like yours who tweeted this. So even though I'm wrong now, and I know I'm wrong, I want to know, what do you think about what somebody else says? And what he should have said is, so should I go out and find people with your name, bring what they say to you, and ask you what you think about what they say? What is it? Am I cosmically tied to everybody that has my name? What exactly are you trying to say? If you want to ask me about January 6th, ask away. And I don't need to answer it. It doesn't matter what I think about January 6th. The real question you should be asking, ma'am, is, will I do my job regardless of the politics of my job? But here's what he actually said.
That is, I don't, no, ma'am, that's not my account at all.
I'm asking whether you agree with that statement, yes or no.
Can you please rephrase the statement?
Yes.
Do you think
the
gentle lady has expired?
Staged January 6th. I just want him to answer the question.
He'll answer. I'm just telling you your time's up.
Do you believe that Nancy Pelosi, do you agree with the statement that this person tweeted that Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Now, what cracks me up is she's so sanctimonious. Thank you. Okay, so what? I have the wrong account. So what? My research is completely flawed. I'm going to make the point that somebody believes in the FBI that we're right about this, that it wasn't staged. That's what I need to get down here, because I want you to understand this is what I do. Okay, see, I get it. And I don't fault this guy. He's not up to the challenge of this. He's not expecting this. He thinks if he just does his job, he's okay. But he doesn't realize his job has nothing to do with protecting American citizens. His job is to follow the narrative of the left. End of story. You want to get promoted? This is how you do it. If not, we are going to crush you. Christopher Wray was asked whether the FBI had confidential human sources at the Capitol when he testified in November. He said, I have to be very careful about what I say, about when we do and do not, and where we have and have not used confidential human sources. Wow. Supposedly, the biggest scandal in American history, according to the Democrats, bigger than the Civil War, bigger than Pearl Harbor, and he can't say, of course we had them there. This was huge. We needed to be on the ground understanding exactly what was going on. They made arrests. We've got people in captivity. We have violated their rights. Of course we had people on the ground. How else would we be able to put them away and act as if they were enemy insurgents? But he doesn't say that. He says, but to the extent that there's a suggestion, for example, that the FBI's confidential human sources or FBI employees in some way instigated or orchestrated January 6th, that's categorically false. I agree with you, Christopher Wray. I don't believe you instigated or orchestrated it. The question is, did you participate? See, they play too many games. They play games. Word games. Oh, we did not instigate it, but we did sit in meetings where the people who are the instigators called us in and asked us how could we help. And yes, we readily and happily helped. And we put American citizens in prison without right to due process, and we'll do it again because we run stuff and you don't. You're going to get indignant. Why don't you join Representative Sanchez, who comes with the wrong information and still acts like she made her point? Okay, it's not you. It reminds me of when I was doing a radio show and a guy goes, well, didn't you say this about Michelle Obama? And he read it. And I said, no, I didn't say that. Well, it says Kevin Jackson, Kevin Jackson, Kevin Jackson. I said, look, you're going to keep browbeating me? I'm going to leave. I hung up. They browbeat me for another 20 minutes, and then you know what happened? The girl who called in, who actually did interview the right Kevin Jackson, said, you know what? You got the wrong Kevin Jackson. And do you know they spent another 10 minutes still talking smack about me as if I'd done something? That's when you know a person doesn't want to admit they're wrong.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.